When the ends don't meet, families have to jump the gap. Economic hardship on a monthly cycle produces some noticeable peaks and valleys for kids in Chicago. Investigating ripples in the social safety net on this Thursday, April 5th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
So we're going to explore a cycling pattern of government programs that seems to be affecting school kids in a big way. It's the first day of baseball for many around the U.S. Justice 7 years after the Katrina disaster in New Orleans and political gaffes in Espanol. We'll be exploring all of that this hour, but first let's go right to the morning's top headlines.
This time next week, there should be a ceasefire in effect in Syria. Today, though, Syrian troops launched assaults on several towns, including a massive assault outside the capital of Damascus. Activists say it appears to be an effort by President Bashar al-Assad to make gains ahead of the UN Arab League-backed truce. A United Nations team is due in Syria today to discuss arrangements for the possible deployment of some 250 peace monitors. Jim Muir, with our partner the BBC, reports.
The advanced team, led by a Norwegian major general with long peacekeeping experience, is expected to agree with the Syrian authorities on the framework and modalities of the proposed observer mission. But its deployment will have to await the outcome of steps to end the violence. It will also need to be covered by a Security Council resolution.
Russia's foreign minister says Moscow could support a UN Security Council motion on Syria, but only if it contains no ultimatums for the government. Russia and China have twice vetoed UN resolutions that contained sanctions against Syria.
The U.S. is ready to begin easing sanctions against Myanmar, starting with some travel and financial restrictions. The move comes after Sunday's elections, in which pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi and her party won 43 of the 45 seats up for electoral contest there. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton calls it a sign of progress.
The results of the April 1st parliamentary by-elections represents a dramatic demonstration of popular will that brings a new generation of reformers into government.
But the reformers are far short of anything like a majority in the parliament in Myanmar. Nevertheless, the U.S. indicates it will name an ambassador to the country and establish an office for the Agency for International Development there. The accused mastermind of the 9/11 terror attacks and four suspected co-conspirators will stand trial before a war crimes tribunal in Guantanamo. The Pentagon decision comes a year after the Obama administration abandoned efforts to try the case in a civilian court in New York City. Once the formal notification is made today, arraignment before a military judge will happen within the next month. If Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the others are convicted on the most serious charges of terrorism, hijacking, conspiracy and murder, it could mean the death penalty.
Former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky is due in court today. That hearing will consider his request to have child sex abuse charges dismissed, along with a range of other issues, including whether prosecutors will be able to use items taken during their search of his home. The trial of the 68-year-old Sandusky is set to begin June 5th. He's facing more than 50 counts of allegedly abusing 10 boys over a 15-year period. And new census figures show a distinct shift from outer suburbs into U.S. cities. It's the first time in two decades that the annual growth rate in cities has outpaced those exurbs. Among the factors cited, the housing downturn, rising gas and oil prices, and singles who are delaying marriage. Yale University economist Robert Schiller says the heyday of the exurbs may be behind us.
Asian markets mixed. European indices and U.S. futures are down. It was a miserable day yesterday on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 13,075. The S&P opens at 1,399. And the NASDAQ begins at 2,745. Later on the program.
Hey, take me out to the ball game.
Opening
day. Take me out with the crowd.
That opening day was over in Tokyo, but the opening days right here in the United States start today, and baseball season officially beginning. There's always a sense of hope when baseball season begins.
Excitement.
What are you hoping for
Hot
this
dogs,
spring, this
peanuts.
Summer? Well, even more ambitious than that, tell us your story. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. Coming up, we'll hear why America's food benefit system, though, may be letting some kids down and what that means for social engineering in the United States.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.